Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm going to do me some chicken stir fry, yo.
Scott Mills.
Good afternoon. How's you? Thank you, Gregory. It's Thursday, which means tomorrow's only believe Friday. We've nearly made it. And when you hear my voice, you know it's home time-ish.
Hello, I'm Scott Mills.
Let me pass on my thanks to the Freshers of Derby last night. Sorry if I looked a bit shell-shocked at the beginning of the set. I don't know really what I was expecting, but I was being professional ill boy all the way there in the back of a car. I brought my duvet with me and some pillows and just fell asleep. And then the next thing I know, I was being woken up and they're like, "You're on stage!" So literally I was like, I just blew my nose and I knew it. But it went off last night, so thank you very much, Freshers of Derby. Hope you're all right this afternoon.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
I got a photo of my life last night. You know, I've got this new house. Do you remember ages ago I told you about the slam man that my flatmate had bought?
The boxing thing. Boxing thing which comes and then he's got the different areas of where to...
To punch it.
Does it light up?
Yeah. And it's in the shape of like a bloke's torso. So it looks like a real person. So without letting me know, my flatmate decided to actually put it up because you have to put sand in the bottom.
Right.
To make it sturdy, so you can punch it. So
he doesn't strike me as a boxer, your flatmate.
He's not, but that's like...
He's trying to build up the muscle,
Yeah, he's trying to build up.
Is he on those big protein shakes yet?
No.
I'd quite like it if
so
he started drinking them.
Is another protein shake? But I was out until about 5 a.m. doing this gig in Derby last night, and he didn't tell me that he'd put it up. So I walk into my front door, I'm like, "Ah!" I thought it was an actual burglar. It's just the slam man who he's put directly in the hallway, lit up.
He only did that to really frighten you, didn't he?
Honestly, I was so scared. And every time you walk past it, I put it into the kind of spare room now, but every time you walk past it, you think, there's a person in there. It's not my favourite at all.
Just put some clothes on it, then it won't frighten you.
No, that would be even worse. It's weird. I don't like it. Okay.
Yeah.
Go on.
I was going to say, put like sort of a blindfold on it so that you can't see its eyes looking at you.
I think it's the eyes that scare me, but every time it just
put
catches the corner of my eye.
Put shades on it.
I've got loads of pairs of shades.
Yeah.
That's what I'll do tonight. Nice one.
Yeah.
Good idea. Beckalar.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Actually, someone's pointed out, if I put sunglasses on the slam man thing, the boxing thing, what about when my flatmate punches it in the face? Then I've got broken glasses. Think that through. And someone says, yeah, putting clothes on it is a brilliant idea because clothes burglars are much less frightening than lit-up naked ones, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because if you saw... Yes.
Clearly. Thanks, Kim, for pointing that out.
Yeah, because if you saw someone in your house, if they were in clothes, it would be less scary than if they were naked. Don't you think? Or would you prefer a naked one in your house?
Also, I can't put sunglasses on them because they don't have ears.
Yeah,
it's fine.
You could tape them to the back.
I'm just going to put like a big sheet over it so I can't see its face. And now it's time for Dear Scott, where the posh Radio 4 lady reads out the stuff that you have been saying to us this week. Here's the first one.
Sorry for the spam. Hello. I've just got word my email has been hacked, so I'm just letting everyone on my contact list know that if you got a weird email from me over the past few days or weeks, it wasn't me. I'm not sick, I don't need money, and I don't need anything else that the emails may have asked you for. And I hope you didn't give them anything. Kat, smiley.
Oh, thanks, Kat. I do hate it when that happens, when you get just hacked like that and you end up on your email sending loads of stuff, don't you? Just random things. Like, hey, I found a great electrical store that you may be interested in. As if I would ever say that. Lots of promises you can't keep you end up sending out on the email. Hate it. So thanks, Kat. I don't think I got anything particularly bad from you, so it's all fine.
You get loads of spam, though, don't you?
A lot, yeah. A lot of people in...
It's all ring-dings, watches.
Yep, a lot of people asking for money that they want to be transferred into some bank accounts in Abu Dhabi, that kind of thing. All sorts I get.
You get a lot of newsletters through as well, don't you?
Yeah, whose fault is that, please?
Well, I don't know, but if you go to like those things and register and like you put in scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, like you've had Christopher newsletter.
Will Young, I still
David
get.
David Cameron's always on.
Yep.
Shakira.
I still know what Shakira's up to on a weekly basis. Was it you that signed me up for all these newsletters?
No, it wasn't. Everyone knows your email. I love it that they all think you're big fans.
Mm.
I get James Blunt a lot.
Do you?
Yeah. He's always on. He emailed me the other day about some gig he was doing.
All right.
I was like, are you still on?
Say hello to Blunty.
I don't reply. Whenever I try to reply to him, he's really rude. When I try to reply, it always bounces back.
Annoying. Hate that. So don't tell me what you're going to be doing.
Don't tease me and say, come and see me. And I'll reply going, yes, see you there. And it's like, ding.
Yeah.
Not interested.
Next.
Scott, TOTDS, Posh and Bex.
Hi.
Smiley. Just been listening to the podcast in which you were talking about the West Country Radio reunion.
Yes, there's a reunion for a station I used to work for in the West Country coming up. And I was toying with the idea of whether to go or not.
I think that if you take Becky as your date, then every few minutes she could go to the toilet and phone you, pretending to be someone famous. So you would seem really popular if every now and then your phone rang and you could just say things like, hi, Katy Perry, I'm busy now, but call you back, babes. Or, hey, Madonna, can't talk now, high five, babes. This would be amazing, because you are the best at pretending to be on the phone.
I am.
Smiley. Love you, Treacle. Tom, off of Manchester.
All right, Tom, that's a good idea. So we go to this radio station reunion.
Right.
And then you go off to the loo a lot.
And I spend my whole night in the toilet.
Yeah, and I'm like, hi, Cheryl. Sorry, everybody, it's Cheryl Cole.
Do I have to do the voices?
Yeah. Okay, so let's act it out now.
Who am I?
Cheryl Cole.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Cheryl Cole.
Oh, Cheryl, right, babes, how are you?
Good, thanks, Scott. Just ringing to make yourself look famous at the reunion.
Excellent. All right, well, listen, I'm with some West Country radio friends at the moment, but I'll give you a call back when I'm less busy. All right, Shez?
High five, babes.
That's how we roll. That's good.
But I'd have to spend the entire night in the loo.
Yeah, actually, thinking about it, there's probably some downsize to that. If you go to a media event and go to the loo a lot, people will start to get the wrong idea.
That's like the night I went out to dinner with Greg James and spent the whole night in the loo, kept having to go backwards and forwards.
Really?
He wasn't impressed.
Did he kept asking?
It's not very attractive, is it? Not that we were on a date, but we went out for pizza and I wasn't very well.
Oh. Next.
Dear Scott, just listening to your podcast about unlucky Gary's surname. I can relate, as my surname is Nobbs, so as you can imagine, I get a lot of sniggers. Maybe Gary could change his surname to Lucky. Then maybe his luck would change. Paul, off of Llandudno.
That's Paul Nobbs, who sent...
Paul Nobbs?
Paul Nobbs, who sent in an email to Dear Scott.
Joke email.
It's not!
Dear Scott, just listening to your podcast about unlucky Gary's surname. I can relate, as my surname is Nobbs.
That is not a joke. Don't
Paul
laugh
Nobbs.
At him!
So as you can imagine, I get a lot of sniggers. Maybe Gary could change his surname to Lucky. Then maybe his luck would change. Paul, off of Llandudno.
Thank you, Paul.
Paul.
Well, poor Paul now. You're laughing.
Sorry. He probably thinks Huxtable's a weird name.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to say to us, then get it on my email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Send me an email. We'll get the Posh Radio 4 lady to read it out on Dear Scott.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
So yesterday we annoyed Matt Fincham, and today he really did get his own back, didn't he? And you fell for it.
Yes, I really did.
You did?
No, I didn't.
Now,
he rang me up and I was like, oh, hello.
Okay, well, let's judge for ourselves in a minute, shall we? I think that he is possibly worse than you at doing these calls.
Yes, so do I.
But I like it that the war is on.
Well, yeah, I've put a big picture of him as my desktop on my computer today, and I was going to go around changing everyone else's desktop.
Let's get everyone in the office to do it.
I think it would be brilliant, because it's really annoying him. So, mm-hmm. But he obviously got so bored of me doing that he decided to then get his own back on me, which I wasn't happy about.
Now, he's even done the song.
Oh, no!
As part of his revenge.
No!
Without you knowing, we may have mixed his version of the song with your version of the song. So it appears that you're kind of on BVs. You've got the backing vocals. Would you like to hear it?
No.
I'm annoying Becky.
He's annoying Becky.
I'm sorry, but it's true. I'm annoying Becky.
He's annoying Becky.
Just be glad it isn't you. I'm annoying Becky. On the bed, on the floor, on a towel, by the door, in the tub, in the car, up against the minibar.
Sorry for mixing those two together there. So, earlier on, when Becky was upstairs in the office at Radio 1, Matt called her pretending to be American. And you didn't have a clue. Check this out.
Hello?
Hello, is that someone from the Scott Miles Show?
Yep, Becky.
Hello, hi there. I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Randy Gaylord, and I'm calling from Fox Network in America. Sorry, is something amusing you? Anyway, my name is Mr. Gaylord.
See, he just carries on. He's brilliant at this, isn't he?
He's rubbish.
Is he a fan of Glee? We've heard reports that he is.
Yes, he is, yeah.
I'll cut straight to the chase here. We'd really like to get Scott involved and have a part in the show. Do you think that's something he'd be interested in?
Yes, definitely.
And what about yourself? I gather that you're a sort of on-air sidekick or whatever you call it in the UK.
Yes.
Would you like to sing? Would you like to audition right now for the show?
No, I'm okay, thanks.
How about you sing a song for us right now? I've got a guitar and a record producer ready in the studio. We're in Fox here right now.
You're in where, sorry?
We're in Fox.
That sounds so wrong with your accent.
We're in Fox Studios in America. Do you know what, Steve? Yeah, here we go. How about Gold Digger by Kanye West?
Okay, yeah.
Whenever you're ready. We'll do this one in the key of G.
Okay.
Right, so if you're saying you knew it was Matt Fincham, why did you do Gold Digger?
This has been edited really bad to make me look like I didn't go.
Really, though?
No, it... Oh, no, of course I knew it was him. Of course I knew it was him. But I didn't know it was him, because he starts off Irish, and then he goes American, and his name's Randy What's-It.
Gaylord.
Yeah, and he...
Anyway, let's continue.
He takes my money when I'm in need. Yes, he's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger, way over time. That digs on me. Are you going to do the backing vocals for me? Come on, Matt.
Who's Matt? This is Randy Gaylord from Fox.
You're so rubbish at this.
I know. Well, look, I think...
What is going on?
I think we've got enough here.
Okay, good.
You in agreement, Steve? Producer Steve, do you think we've got enough here? Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Steve. We'll be in touch. We'll drop you an email. You Brits have email, right?
Yep, I do.
Fine. Good day to you, Rebecca. Bye.
Bye.
Good day to you, Rebecca.
I was producer Steve.
Yes.
Was that you on guitar?
No. That was someone else. That was one that didn't speak. But I went,
yes,
that was me. Radio 1 Podcasts. Hello, Luke in Liverpool, and loads of other people who've been on to me who watched the repeat of Don't Tell the Bride, where the groom has to organise the entire wedding and the bride gets to do absolutely nothing. The Las Vegas special was something else. iPlayer it if you haven't watched it already. Luke watched it, doesn't normally like the show, but did particularly enjoy this episode. And lots of people were tweeting me last night going, I'm watching because you talked about it on the show. This is Simon, who went to Vegas with his best man and completely kind of forgot to organise the rest of the wedding. Simon bodged up big time. You need to see it. So the wedding had been called off, but due to him being amazing and his powers, still managed to, after messing up big time, still managed to get Kaylee to do it.
Will you marry me?
Yes.
He is amazing. How did he... After all that, how did that happen?
Will you marry me?
Yes.
The bit they didn't show you, though, on the show was this, just before this happened.
Look into my eyes, look into my eyes. Look into my eyes, not around the eyes, don't look around the eyes, look into my eyes. You're under. Radio
1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1. Why not fill in the handy form at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 on the Scott Mills pages and be part of this beautiful experience that we call Coxopedia. Hi, Sarah.
I was shouting in the background. Yeah. Fill in the gaps in your head with stuff that comes from my gob. Doesn't rhyme. I'll work on it.
Our next person to be on Coxopedia is someone called Ollie. Hello.
Hello. You all right?
Yes.
Hi, Ollie.
Hello. How are you?
Are you ready to be educated within an inch of your life?
I am prepared. Yeah, cheers.
Excellent. Is it anything to do with New Balance trainers today?
No. Oh. Why? You happen to know a lot about them.
I was just up late, that's all. Just flicking through a few manuals.
I used to have many pairs of them.
I did.
With the N on.
Yeah, and then I met Ben and he put a stop to that.
Okay, so, where do you live?
I come from Cambridge.
Lovely part of that. Oh, is that a bit of a clue? Cambridge clocks and church spires, 95 to 98.
Nail on the head right there.
Wicked. Here we go.
Yeah,
that's the place. Cambridge is the place where people who ride bikes think they own it, don't they?
Most of the time. I don't go to the university though. Don't.
No, I'm not saying that. Not there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying that pedestrians and people in cars do take second place to the bike people.
Are you starting a beef?
An awful lot of them.
A beef with the bike people of Cambridge.
Yeah. You're somewhere very windy in Cambridge.
Oh, sorry. Do you want me to hold on a sec?
Yeah. Is that a clue? Is it mountaineering whilst on the radio?
Well, do you know anything about mountaineering?
Yeah, of course.
Hello.
Hello.
Sarah Cox.
You're through to Coxopedia. Can I help you?
God. Is that better?
Oh, it's a lot better.
Okay, good.
Okay, Sarah Cox is going to rant on about your subject if you tell us what it is.
Okay, well, I bet Sarah Cox knows absolutely nothing about James Bond.
Ooh. James Bond? Well, yeah. Let's find out, shall we? Coxopedia. Go.
All right.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Get home, pussy galore. I've had enough of you. Bam. Pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa. James Bond was invented by Terry Fleming back in the 40s when there was a big war on. Let's cheer things up. We'll have some spy drama. Timothy Dalton is the most popular of all the James Bonds, and some lesser known ones like Sean Connery. So I see over there that you got your nice shoes on. And also Roger Moore, who sort of went quite a lot like that. There's lots of things involved with James Bond. Sharks, piranhas, sharks, tigers fighting sharks, pretty ladies in bikinis. Grace Jones, she's mad, and she was in one as well. James Bond, if you jiggle up the letters in the word James Bond, you come up with crazy womanizer in a suit. And that's essentially what he is, though mainly he's a spy run by a man called Q, who was played by a big tall man who had loads of gadgets, things that you can just, like an umbrella that like monkeys will come out with and fight for you, and shoes that run away, but make sure you put them on before they do, and then you make your escape away from the tigers, the fish, and Grace Jones, who's usually there in a bikini. I mean, what?
Wow.
Amazing.
And there was you saying that she didn't know nothing.
Yeah.
I know. I'm intrigued to know who Terry Fleming is.
Don't question.
Sorry. Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, you're right.
You have your knowledge, and now be off with you.
Put it in your satchel and cycle away through Cambridge.
I will.
Do it. All right, you now know everything you need to know about James Bond.
Thank you, Ollie. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Right, so in my role as ill boy yesterday, I decided to put Jeremy Kyle on. That's what you do when you're ill, isn't it?
He texted me and rang me saying he wanted me to come down and see him.
Did you give him a love bite?
Yes, I did.
Why?
Not seen it for a couple of years, but it hasn't really changed. It's still as good as ever.
Listen, if there is a 1% chance that you could be a father of that child, surely you would have got off your backside and found out the truth 2.5 years ago, wouldn't you?
Get off my stage! I like it when he sits down on the stage. He's such a man.
He's so laid back.
And
when he comes in the start and he's like giving high fives to all the audience.
What was that again, Jeremy?
Listen!
So, on the back of me watching Jezza Kyle yesterday, Ronson over here, Ronda Doesn't Speak, has done a Jeremy Kyle song after the success of yesterday's Jamie Oliver hit.
Shut up! Right now! Listen! Listen!
Quite weird, I like it.
Hold on.
Shut up! Right now! Shut up! Right now and point the camera at me! Did you give him a love bite?
Yes!
Did you give him a love bite?
Yes, I did!
Why? Why? Why on earth are you saying that? Why? Shut up! Right now!
Listen!
Point the camera at me! the camera.
Point, point the camera at
Why
me.
Why on earth are you saying that?
Why?
Did you give him a love bite?
Yes.
Did you give him a love bite?
Yes, I did.
Why? 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 Did you give him a love bite?
Yes.
Did you give him a love bite?
Yes, I did.
Why on earth are you saying that? Why?
Because I was...
Shut up! Right now! Shut up right now and point the camera at me!
Yes! Well done, he's done it again. Horns are plenty in that as well. Enjoyed the brass action, really good. Podcast. And now on Radio 1, it's time for Dear Scott. Drop me an email, why don't you? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Send me an email, Posh Radio 4 lady reads it out. Bosh!
Hello, Scott. My name is Ben, and I'm emailing to ask if I could grab the name of that dating book you said about on your show. It was about pulling hot chicks, yeah? The segment of the show, the lads were told about the book by a lonely guy that sits in the corner of his local pub. Please, please help me, as I need all the help I can get when it comes to pulling the chicks.
Yeah, that's the lonely old man that sits in the corner with no ladies around him. The book is the one that my mate Chris swears by to pull ladies, and it's called The Game. Loads of blokes have read this, and it's got top tips on, you know, just how to do it, how to get the girls. Some of the tips in the book include wearing a sombrero, and also tell the girl that you work painting lighthouses, and you'll be right in there.
What's the idea behind that?
It's far too complicated to go into now, but if you read The Game, or if you're aware of it, you'll know exactly how that gets you the girl.
I might read that. Well, no, I didn't mean to say that.
You're going that way again.
Well, no, not that I.
After yesterday's revelation about my mum.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, lots of people will know about it. It's called The Game. Also, Chris is going to be very excited because somebody has sent in the follow-up book.
Why do you need a follow-up if you've got the? Is it how to keep the girl?
Yeah, I think it's. Well, it's just going
to
refresh.
What to do now you've had to marry her.
Refreshing, yeah. Anyway, so there's
any
your answer.
Any hat action in that one?
A what?
Any hat action in that one?
Is not so much.
To berets?
I haven't read it yet, but I'm going to just give it to Chris because I'm not following the game myself. But yeah, sombrero, lighthouses. That's what it's mostly about. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, and the one who doesn't speak. I met Becky 2 weeks ago, laughing smiley. I'd just like to see if she remembers me and my friend, who somewhat scared her outside the lifts to her apartment. Oops. Sorry, Becky.
Ew.
Yes, I do remember them because they followed me back to my house.
How did this happen?
I don't know. I was.
Were you going, hello, I'm Becky?
No, I was not. Like, because I always do that when I'm out and about. No, it was them. Do you remember the first Monday I was off work because I didn't go on holiday until the Tuesday?
Mm.
And I'd been out to get some last minute sun cream or whatever. And I turned around, I got back to my flat, buzzed the door, was about to go into the lift, and they went, Becky. And I turned around and there was just two girls there, and they were like, hi. And I just went, oh my god. I was like, how long have you been following me for? They're just like, just back from town. I was like, you've walked all the way out of town following me back to my actual house and now you're in the building.
Yeah.
They weren't scary, but it really freaked me out that someone
would follow
me back
to my house. And what a disappointment all that way.
What do you mean?
Well, what's supposed to happen? Becky,
you know what I was thinking? I was like, I think, oh god, I've been to the chemist, I've been here. I was like, what have they seen me buy? I was like, I went to New Look, I was looking at swimsuits, not swimsuits, obviously, bikini, but I was like, what on earth have they seen me, like, I don't know.
What were you embarrassed about buying?
Well, I don't know. I wanted to know exactly how long they'd been following me for because of what I'd been, where I'd gone.
It was probably the best day of my life, apart from the time where I got my head stuck inside a train carriage door. But that's a whole different story. Winking smiley. The only bad thing was at the end, where me and my friend tried to leave said apartment building and had to get Becky to help us open the automatic door. Embarrassing or what? You complete me. Love you. Imogen, 14X.
Oh, bless you, Imogen. Was it one of those doors where you have to press the green button? And
yeah, you have to press it, but then if you stand too close to it, it opens really slowly. So I think they didn't know. I thought they thought they were now stuck in my flat forever.
I don't think they would have minded that. Next.
Hi, Scott. In response to your question about whether people in Blackpool always ask funny questions, the answer is yes.
Okay, yeah, we were just saying that people in Blackpool do seem to ask weird questions in shops. I think you were away.
I work in a supermarket and get many people asking if we sell bus passes and train tickets. And the man who walks backwards in and out of shops is a regular customer of ours. Anonymous.
I really want to meet the man in Blackpool that just goes in and out of shops backwards. He's a local legend in Blackpool. If he hasn't been in your shop ain't worth being in. Next.
Hi, Scott, Becky, TOTDS and PR4L. Last weekend, I went to Benidorm for the weekend from Liverpool Airport.
Yes.
And I noticed the speedy borders.
Mm-hmm. You know my thoughts on SBs.
But have you seen the speedy security check line? Pay £3 and you can get frisked quicker than the rest. What's that all about? You don't get to your destination quicker, just wait longer. Cheers, Simon, Northwich, Cheshire.
I'm not aware of the speedy frisking.
Does that mean the frisk's quicker or the actual waiting, you don't have to queue?
I don't know.
Oh, when I went on holiday, I had to wait about 40 minutes because there weren't any female friskers available.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like all the men were just going through and I thought, this isn't funny anymore.
Annoying.
I'd have happily let the man do it just so I could get through and get to the duty free. Well, no, you would, wouldn't you? I don't mind.
Some people are realising they've just fallen victim to the book of the game. Like Catherine off of Staines. OMG, I had a guy try the late lighthouse painter line on me in Plymouth. It didn't work. Oh, I thought it did. Next.
Dear Scott, I listen to the show every day when travelling home from work and thought I would finally write in to see if you can help me with something. Not that long ago, you were talking about having those kind of dreams about friends you shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had one last week about a guy called Benny. I've known this guy since I was 6 years old. He's my cousin's best friend. Awkward, to say the least. Ever since the dream, I can't stop thinking about him, and I do now really like him. We're both going to the same party on Saturday. All my friends are saying I should go for it, but how will I know if he's interested? Love you, Jen from Glasgow.
Jen, it's simple. If he's wearing a sombrero and tells you that he paints lighthouses for a living, you're on. Hayley in Redditch has been on. Oh my God, I've just realised. My boyfriend was wearing a sombrero the night we got together. What a cheap trick. I'm sorry to all the girls that have realised that they've read the game. But it worked on you. Got anything else you want to tell me? Send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. The PR4L will get on it.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.